If you are limited on backyard space but still want to enjoy fresh, homegrown produce, consider growing vegetables in containers this year. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Teason, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Container gardens for flowers have long been popular. They are terrific problem solvers because you can control most of the growing conditions. If you can grow a geranium in a container, then producing fresh vegetables for the table should be easy. Vegetables in containers have only a few basic requirements. Sunlight might be the only possible limiting factor for vegetables. Crops that produce fruit, such as tomatoes and peppers, will need at least 6 hours of sunlight each day for best growth. Crops such as lettuce and spinach will grow even in shady areas. Take care to place your container in the correct location for its light needs. The size of the container is important for success. Small containers in the 1 to 3 gallon range work best for salad crops or single plants of broccoli, cauliflower, and cabbage. 3 to 10 gallon pots will grow medium-sized vegetables like green beans, onions, and summer squash. Containers larger than 10 gallons will support tomatoes, peppers, and many of the vining crops, such as cucumbers and melons. The beauty of containers is that you can control the soil, fertilizer, and water. They should have adequate drainage holes to allow excess water to escape. Containers can range from the highly decorative glazed pots to repurposed nursery containers. Good soil is also recommended for success. Containers should be filled with a commercially available potting mix. This provides the right balance of water holding capacity and aeration for good growth. For best growth, avoid using soil or dirt from the garden, as it is heavy and does not drain properly. Container vegetables do require regular fertilization. There are many products available on the market that can be sprinkled into the pot or diluted in water to accomplish a nutrient-rich growing media. Watering is the one task that does require time and effort. During the dry, hot summers, containers may need to be watered daily. One tip to decrease maintenance is to use larger containers. They are easier to care for because they do not heat up as quickly or dry out as quickly. Whether you start small with a bowl of lettuce or step up to grow tomatoes and peppers for homemade salsa this summer, vegetable gardening is a fun summer activity for everyone. If you have any questions, contact your local Extension office. This has been Cassie Teason, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day.